He's got a Bud Light.
It's a floating head in the curtain. It's a floating head in the curtain. So, I've been spending all day today importing into my new computer. My mom got me this laptop. I'm importing all of these sound effects CDs, tons. Been doing this ever since I woke up. My next order of business is to import some of these never mind about that. But I've been importing these CDs, and on top of that, eating a whole bunch of Oreos throughout the day. Jenny, my sister, who's a vegan, I saw her with Oreos, and she said, oh, these are vegan friendly. So I picked some up, and I ate basically one whole row the night I got back from a Yachtly Crew show. It might have been the Viper Room. Yeah, because I think I did a podcast. I think I was struck with an idea for a riff that I did really late when I got back from the Viper Room. And before I actually recorded that podcast, I had eaten, an entire row of the Oreos. So I've been doing that. Importing these CDs, drinking coffee. Right now we are on compressor start and stop. After that is Walking Man Outside. Wind Soft. Telephone European Dialing. Furnace Gas Start and Stop. Fire Rumble Earthquake. Whistle Police. Thunderstorm with rain. Wind strong. Thunder interior. Hello, I'm a native. My name is Wind Strong. Hello, I'm a native too. My name is Thunder Interior.
And I'm a native too. And I'm Wind Gale Force.
And I'm a native too, and my name is Thunderstorm with Rain.
Wind Shotgun Blast, Shotgun Blast with Trigger, Typewriter, Electric, Printer, Computer, Calculator, Pencil Sharpener, Elex, Rain City Perspective, Washing Machine? River with rapids, stream running, playground with children, car trying to start, car start, truck engine start, shifting, horn car blowing, car door open and close, drill, handheld Elex, sawing wood, alarm smoke ringing, teapot whistling. Whistling. Fizz sound. Baby talk. Coins. Toilet blush. Floosh. Toilet floosh.
Hello there. I am Toilet Floosh.
Prepare to meet your destiny.
Door close. Telephone. Rotary. Dialing.
Hello there. This is your friend Jack Kerouac. I'm going to read to you my latest haikus, here for you and yours. Clothes, dryer. Telephone, rotary, dialing. Window, glass breaking. Glass, drinking, breaking. Radio, police, inside car. Radio, police, over horn. Glass, drinking, breaking, radio, police inside car, radio, police, over horn, food store ambiance, department store ambiance, airplane, 707, taxi, take off, cockpit. Airplane, 707, landing, surf, ocean, crickets. Teletype receiver, copier, paper, bell, fight. Paper tearing, paper crumbling, snoring.
And this concludes our brief segment with Jack Kerouac. So something else, if I did or did not mention it at the beginning of this segment, is that I've been going like a madman while I've been downloading these sound effects. I've been surfing around like a madman. Like a madman. All over the interwebs, up and down, all around, through the tubes, radical. Been surfing the zeros and ones. And the 110s, 111s. I know it. I know it. You know it. I know it. You know it. Been going through all these different podcast sites, doing my due diligence. My due diligence. This is what I'll do. Oh, by the way, you guys. By the way, you guys. Tomorrow, 5/7/2018. What did you say? Here, how about this guy? You have just been witness to another cat purring session. So tomorrow, 5/7/2018. Right now it's 8:52 in the PM on 5/6/2018. Tomorrow, 5/7/2018 is Inspirato Projecto Radio. On 16:30 AM, K-Chung. I gotta remember to bring a flash drive, just in case Captain Nicholas is not there. I always do my best to try to save the archive within the K-Chung archives. Am I always successful? No. The good news is, however, I save it on a thumb drive, take it home, upload it to Mixcloud. I put those on Mixcloud, so you might find them on Mixcloud. Search under in Mixcloud for Inspirato Projecto. Also, you could go to kchungradio.org, and there's an archive search thing on there. You could put in Inspirato Projecto and find all the archived audios that are there on the site since 2016, which reminds me I should probably download all those. Have a record of those. Maybe I'll upload those to Mixcloud as well. Who knows? That's a possibility for the future. There are still a couple of... that's the sound. That's the sound of my... Now it's time for the next CD, okay, to be downloaded. Here we go. Volume 4. Sound Effects Library. Valentino Incorporated, Volume 5. Let's see what happens here. There's something else happening over here. Hold on, let's see if we can get this. Drink that water again. Come on, drink that water. Drink that water. I thought I could capture him drinking the water. Okay, so I've been going through all these different podcast sites today, uploading the RSS feed, the RSS for the Anchor.fm podcast. I've been, for those of you who have been thinking about doing the Anchor, doing this podcast situation, I've also been doing, through my research, I've also come across there are two or three others that are similar to Anchor, where you could just, you can, they add sound effects, you could do all kinds of stuff, add recordings and stuff. I might investigate those as well. I need to just really stretch out the capabilities of Anchor at first. What's so awesome about Anchor is the fact that everything just immediately gets uploaded to iTunes, and then there's something called Overcast, something called HomePod, I believe. A few other things. So the neat thing is that you can actually go to anchor.fm. I'm trying to think how else you can do it. Within the iTunes as well. If you go to your podcast, if you click on podcast and then you see the little icon for your podcast in your iTunes, if you decide to subscribe to it, which I subscribe to Inspirato Projecto. So if you subscribe to your own, you can right click on the mouse and copy and save the RSS feed. If you don't do that, you can go to anchor.fm, sign in, and in the settings, in the advanced section, it'll show you what the RSS feed is. So once you have that, you can copy that, and you can go to, there's a whole bunch of different podcast directories out there. I might have talked about this. You can plant that RSS feed in those podcast directories, and that makes it more available to other people out there. So for instance, right now I've got it on iHeartRadio. It's so iHeartRadio confirmed it. Also, a site called TuneIn. Also, Stitcher, I believe, a bunch of them. Wait, what the heck? Let's see. Let's go through it. Let's see right now. Let's see right now. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see right now. Inspirato Projecto. iHeartRadio. Player.fm. Radio Public. I don't even save all of them. Bunch of them. Oh, that's what I'll do. Okay, so there's some that you can submit to just online. You know, you just paste your RSS feed in there, and they got it. Others, what I did was, okay, so then I also looked for podcasts that were so some of these apps I looked up as many as I could. I mean, I went through different search engines. And I'm not saying I went farther than, let's say, 5 pages on Google or DuckDuckGo or Yahoo or Bing. What other ones are still out there these days? I remember there was this, like, Site, there was Lycos. Ask. Remember AskJeeves.com? And then it just turned to Ask.com. I didn't look on those other ones, but I looked through, I found all these different apps, podcast apps, that people can utilize. I looked up the best ones. I tried to look up, you know, a whole bunch. So there were some websites where you could just paste your RSS feed in there. Other of these, I had to look through the contact sections. I had to look for, you know, sometimes I'd go under the jobs where they were like, oh yeah, would you want to, we're hiring. But they wouldn't have any other contact information. I would just email to the jobs thing. So some of them that I sent it off to see what could happen here is Stitcher, WeCast, Castro 2, Downcast, PodCruncher, Podcast Republic, Beyond Pod, Auphonic, AUPHONIC, Breaker, Agora Player, Castbox, Earwolf. So it's a bunch of different ones. When you go through Anchor FM, what they do is they automatically send it to, I think, 4 or 5 of them. And they, I think I told you, they had this message. They sent me a message saying that basically you can, if you go to Siri and you ask them to play the Inspirato Projecto podcast, evidently it'll play it for you, but if you have a specific player. The other thing was... Wait, did I say iHeartRadio? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was one I was reading about where you can actually ask Alexa to play... You could ask Alexa to play the podcast. And she will, apparently. I'll check that out. I think it has to do with if the service accepts you. You know, then they put you in their database and whatnot. I'll find that out. I know you're just on the edge of your seats. I gotta say, the cool thing about the Anchor FM thing, too, is that you can actually look at your... each of the episodes. You can actually look at each of the episodes and see how many times people listen to it. And then you can go in there and see what different areas people were listening to it on. So, like, it could say 10. The highest I saw so far was 13. So I looked on it and... I think it said, you know, a certain amount through Anchor, certain amount through iTunes. It's just neat. It's crazy when you think about that, right? When you create this thing, you have no idea who's going to hear it, how it's going to reverberate. And yet you know that whatever it is that's on your mind, there is something that will relate in some way to the person who is hearing it. Whether it be your future self, that stuff just reverberates through the ages. So when you hear that stuff again, it's like, it was like a gift to yourself. You're supposed to hear it at that moment. Now all of a sudden it provides a piece of information for that particular moment in your reality experience, and there you go. You've got an answer. You've got the epiphany. Strikes the antenna. So, I suggest, get yourself a podcast. Maybe you like to jog. Do a podcast while you're jogging. Maybe you like to work out. You know, you go on a treadmill. Maybe you like to write at Starbucks. Do your Anchor. Oh, there's that sound. It's time for you. Here we go. Here, listen. That's what we'll do. I'm going to get this as close to this as you can so you can hear this if you got headphones on. Volume 5. 6. Jack Kerouac, would you like to do some more haikus here?
Of course I would. Of course I would. Garage door, electric, open. Garage door, electric, close. Car, trunk open and close. Car, gas cap open and close. Car, door open and close. Car, hood open and close. Car, door open and close. Car, door warning buzzer. Car, start attempt. Car, start attempt. Weak battery. Car, start rev and shut off. Number one. Car, start rev and shut off. Number two. Car, start, idle, and shut off. Car, start, attempt, weak battery, number two. Car, horn. Car, horn. Car, trunk open and close. Car, door open and close. Car, door open and close. Car, hood open and close. Car, horn. Car, electronic voice warning, number one. Car, seatbelt warning bell. Car, electronic voice warning, number two. Car, buckling up seatbelt. Car, start. Car, sunroof open and close. Car, sunroof open and close. Car, traffic sounds. Car, on highway. Car, bumpy highway. Car, convertible on highway. People, shopping mall, ambiance. So there you have it. That's all for this segment. Talk to you later.
had this idea for, this just popped into my mind, a group of people who call themselves the Holly Weirdos, and they go around to various, maybe they go around to various completely inconspicuous places, like not even clubs or anything like that. At first I was thinking clubs maybe, you know, like it's like a, almost like a play on the Hollywood vampires from way back in the day. These guys are called the Holly Weirdos, and maybe they dress up like really outrageous, and like maybe at an IHOP or a Pier 1 import store or some just places where you wouldn't expect this to happen. Maybe a Vons or a Vallarta grocery store, and they just break out in like some crazy flash mob thing. And they're just like completely just these outrageous, crazy, maybe they're wearing costumes, capes, gloves, boots that light up, mini fog machines. They just cause a spectacle, and they're known as the Holly Weirdos. I don't know yet if they make movies or music. That could be a part of it. But they are definitely called the Holly Weirdos. We have about 20 minutes here, so I figured I would take this time. Today is another, we'll have another edition of Inspirator Projecto Radio on K-Chung, 1630 AM. That'll be happening today from 1 o'clock until 2 p.m. Right now it's about 10-something a.m. And I usually like to try to leave the house around 11 a.m. So I'm going to talk with you for about the next 15 minutes or so while I get some food going here. Also, while I'm transferring some files, we got some good guests on the show today. We have Orly Rodriguez and Jason McNeil. Orly Rodriguez is a virtual reality creator. He's got two projects going on, one called The Question and one called The Archivist. The Question is very much very cosmic. It's very it's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode, and I'm doing the voice of the guide for it, which is so awesome. It's so crazy to see my voice in a virtual reality environment. And then The Archivist, which I'm going to be doing, which I'm doing voices for too, is it takes place in the Twin Peaks land. That's going to be a free one. Wow, it's the stuff I've seen so far just looks spectacular. He did a great version of Dale Cooper, great version of Diane. Just looks so cool. Jason McNeil is my buddy from back in high school. We were in plays together. We were in improv groups together. We were in the improv group Fresh Leftovers with Phil Donlin, Mike Sodi, a few other fantastic folks. Jason Carr was a member of that for a short time. And Jason McNeil also is doing voices for The Archivist. So those guys are going to be on the show. I'm going to pump them through Skype. If you want to listen to the streaming program today, you can tune in to kchungradio.org. And then at the top there, when you click on the big sign of K-Chung, it takes you to, there's a little tab at the top where it says streaming. So you can click on that and it'll take you to the spot where you can hear it streaming live. Wonderful news here. My goodness, I have been going like a madman. I think I told you about this. Some of these sites, okay, so I've now, we're going to do a test here. What you're listening to right now is the first experiment in this brand new test here, is SoundCloud. I've linked up the RSS feed from Anchor FM, from the iTunes store. I've linked up that RSS feed to SoundCloud. So ideally, these podcasts are not going to go out on a SoundCloud. And also, I sent off an email. I didn't even know this was possible until I even just tested it out. MixCloud, I sent them an email with the RSS feed too. So, you know, this podcast will be available on more sites than we anticipated. I'm going to give you a little list here of some of the sites that are now hosting Inspirato Projecto podcast. We got an IMDb page here for Inspirato Projecto, and I added some links on the corner here for the, so the official sites, you know, the Facebook page and the official website. Now, over here, oh wait, where did that go? Oh, that's what I want to do, explore more. Okay. So external sites. So here are some of the websites that are hosting it. Listen Notes, Player.fm, Radio Public, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Overcast. I also sent it off to a bunch of others, and something tells me that I already talked about those sites earlier in this particular spot here. So I think what I'm going to do is take you on a journey with me. As I take out the trash. So I've decided that I find a lot of different ways to try to describe Inspirato Projecto when people ask me about it. So the main thing. Oh. Main thing I try to stress in there is that Inspirato Projecto is it's about the process of creation. I'm not going to take you with me. I'm not going to take you with me. I'll, let's see. I'll leave you right here. We're going to play some of this for you. Check it. Okay, thank you for holding. So, those are some of the things for today's show. If you want to check out other shenanigans, we're on Instagram under Inspirato Projecto. We're on Twitter, Inspirato Projec. Inspirato Projec. So, it's getting out there. It's moving. It's grooving. There's a YouTube channel. So, who knows? There might even be a Funny or Die channel. I'm not sure. If not, we'll make one. So, yeah. Feel free to... I've got some good music. If I'm able to juggle it properly, I got some good music sent in through inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com that I'll be playing on the show today. If not today, then next time. It's always a tricky thing with Skype. This is my first time... I think my first time using Skype with two... I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see what happens. Thanks for hanging in there. And we will talk to you later.